This is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition, and we'll talk to you about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem. You can take control of the phones, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. And again, bring up whatever you want to. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you there, including live streaming. The broadband version of the show is there. The dial-up version, they're both totally free, the way things should be at freetalklive.com.
And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Actually, one of the other things that we've done to the website is we've added a guests section.
We have.
Yes, it's simple because we've only had about 10 guests on in about 3 years' time of doing the show. But I figured it was time.
We're popular guys around here.
No, it's just it's not a guest-based show. But we do make exceptions from time to time for very special people like Internet superstar Drew Curtis.
Internet superstar.
You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent.
How you doing, Drew?
Man, being an internet superstar is like being king of the dung heap.
It's going to be king of something.
Oh, crap. Great.
You know, there's a website called podscope.com that what they do is they index the audio of podcasts.
Is that out of beta
yet?
Oh,
funny.
And what they do is it's a search engine. You can type in search terms, and it'll bring back clips of shows. If you type in internet superstar at podscope.com, you get like 11 clips of this show with just Ian calling you an internet superstar. That's all you get. It's just Ian saying, Drew Curtis, internet superstar.
That's great. So he is here tonight, and of course, as always, we're going to open the phones to any Farkers out there because you are the founder, the president, the creator, the moderator of Fark.com, which is, of course, like a news collection site, a site that collects interesting news stories, basically, among
Correct,
other things.
Yep. And I have been drinking since 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Good times.
Wow, you got an earlier start than last time. That's a plus.
Yeah, it's racing season out here in Kentucky, and since the track is open, it's kind of easy to go out and blow an entire afternoon and evening out there. You know,
do they race all afternoon in Kentucky? Because normally around here in Florida, that's kind of an evening thing.
Yeah, first race is at 1:15, last one's at 5:45, and we pretty much stay there until they close and threw us out, so it was a good time.
You're a big race fan, are you?
No, not really. I like drinking.
Oh, okay.
You're a big drinking fan.
Yes, exactly.
So you're actually in your home area tonight. Usually when we talk to you, you're always out and about doing something. You're, you know, at a carnival or you're in some other state at a FARC party or something like that, but you're actually at home tonight?
Yep, I'm actually at home. I think this might be the first time.
Very cool.
Now, did you drive yourself there?
No, absolutely not. I will not drive myself when I drink.
Okay. Now, how old is your son at this point? Quick question.
He's just over 2 now, actually.
Just over 2. Has he started in on the family tradition? Is he drinking since 1?
He wants to, let me tell you. Oh, God. We were out having dinner one night, and I had a cup of bourbon on the table, and he dipped a French fry in it and ate it. And I thought, well, you know, my wife tried to stop him, and I was like, no, let him do it. This will teach him not to do it. He ate the French fry. He looked at me like, you poisoned me.
Uh-huh.
And he proceeded to grab another French fry and dip it in the bourbon again.
Good kind of poison.
He said to me, he looks at me and he goes, more.
Wow.
This lesson obviously has failed.
See, my anti-drinking lesson actually worked. I went to pick up, my whole family was sitting around playing cards one night, and I went to pick up my uncle's beer and just take a drink of it, and everybody was trying to stop me.
Yeah.
And he let me do it because he had been putting cigarettes out in that can for about an hour. And so I took a drink of this, had maybe an inch of flat beer and 9 cigarette butts in the bottom of it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I took a drink, and I just kind of, you know, made like a gagging sound, and this wet cigarette butt fell out of my mouth on the floor.
Oh, so awful. Wow, that's a new story, Torgo. I like that one.
That is awesome.
I could have really done without that one.
Yeah.
Do you have a first drinking story? Did you ever drink when you were a kid?
After that? What am I supposed to say after that? Yes, I had a sip of beer. It tasted bad.
So Drew Curtis, what's going on in the world of Fark.com? Anything exciting? Anything newsworthy?
Not really. We've just kind of been, I'm home from being gone on the road about almost 10 weeks in a row, not nonstop, but just to the point where I haven't been able to do anything. But I'm going to be home for about the next 4 weeks or so, and we're going to start rolling some things forward. In fact, Actually, I can kind of announce this. We're actually we're beta testing a FARC restaurant review site.
No.
Which, yeah, we are. And the funny thing is like, is that a big deal? Absolutely not. But the, it's a thing we're doing right now, and it's actually kind of cool because it kind of goes along the same lines as the FARC parties. The reason that those exist is because I travel a lot and I get bored.
Sure. And you want to meet up with your fans and have them buy you beers.
Yeah, and so the restaurant review site is I'm in other cities often, and I don't know where to go eat. And so rather than, you know, asking everybody continually where to go, we're just creating a database so they could just say.
Wow, okay, cool. So this is really for your own traveling comfort.
Yeah, pretty much. Everything we do is just completely, like, you know, centered on me. So.
Well, why shouldn't it be? I mean, it is. When you go to FARC.com, it does say at the very top on the menu bar, Drew Curtis's FARC.com. I mean, it's absolutely all about you, Drew.
Well, pretty much, but it's also all about screwing around, so, you know, either way.
So now, I have seen it say StormCurtis'sFARC.com. Thank you very much.
So this is kind of like a world exclusive, then. You're like, revealing this on Free Talk Live tonight.
Yeah, we're beta testing, and people with total FARC accounts can actually access it already. We're going to be moving it live. I don't know actually when it's going to go live, but it'll happen sometime soon.
Well, so while you're here, why don't you tell us what total FARC is and how people can get it?
Absolutely. It's a subscription part of the site where if you're absolutely crazy and have way too much time on your hands, you can read all 2,000 articles that are submitted to FARC every single day. Why would you want to do this? I have no idea.
But people want to. But
that's right. We have people that sign up for it all the time. So, you know, I have no absolute clue why that thing actually works. But there's a neat little community back there, and it's kind of cool. It reminds me of like FARC was back in, you know, when we first started.
You know, I actually have a cool thing that happened because of Total FARC. I got engaged a few months ago, and so I posted just a link to nothing, knowing it wouldn't make the front page, but knowing that people with Total FARC subscriptions would read it. And I said, you know, I wanted to throw some humor into my wedding ceremony. So I was like, I just want suggestions. And then in the comments thread, I got probably 300 different suggestions for just fun things to do in my wedding ceremony.
That's incredible.
Yep. Within
about
2 hours.
Yeah, it's actually amazing. You do got to be careful, though, because occasionally we will green light one of those. Like, there was one where it was a guy that, like, I forget who was involved. There was a couple of guys in Florida and one guy who was posing to another guy on Total FARC because they both had it. He said something defective. Larry, quit screwing around. Get back to work.
Oh, so they were posting private messages to one another, except it was just through Total FARC.
Yeah, so I greenlit it and put it up on the main page. And,
great.
And unfortunately, what they had linked to was something on their home DSL connection.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, they were out of internet for about 3 days.
So Total FARC's like $5 a month, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it gives you total access to everybody's submissions, because anybody can go to FARC.com and submit a link. So if you're coming across it, in fact, the entirety of FARC.com is pretty much user-created. I mean, all of the articles, you're not going around the web scouring it for articles. It's the users of FARC.com that, you know, they come across something interesting, they punch in the link, and then it goes through the editorial process, if you will, and then it's either green-lighted or it's not, as you put it.
Absolutely. In fact, back in the day when we first started, we were finding all this stuff, but after we reached a certain point, we were finding that articles had already been submitted before we could actually find them, so it just became kind of pointless to look anymore.
Yeah, why not let them do all the work for you anyway?
You know, every day I usually go through and look at the articles on FARC just to stay abreast of the news, and it works for me that way. Some days I'm busy, and all I do is scan through and look for boobies.
Actually, I think that's what most people do.
Again, total
I think that's
FARC.
The main thing for Total FARC, because like we don't put that many boobies links on the main page.
No, maybe one every other day.
So
yeah, exactly. But at Total FARC, though, there's several hundred a day.
Oh, my gosh. So, really, I mean, the $5 a month easily pays for itself as far as what you pay for a porn site.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of funny. I never thought about it, but maybe that's why people like it. That's
you should market
point.
It that way. I bet you'd get some extra sign-ups. Drew Curtis, can you hang on?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, 800-259-5791. You can ask Drew Curtis a question. He's from FARC.com. So if you had something you've ever wanted to ask Drew, now's the time. 1-800-259-5791. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you, including voting. If you like the fact that we give you the archives, the live streaming, the bulletin board system, all of that for free, we ask that you just simply go vote for the show. It's a once-a-month kind of a thing. If you like the fact that we have Drew Curtis on from FARC.com, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. All it takes is an email address. You punch it in, you click vote now, and then they'll send you a confirmation email. You just go open that up, click the link inside, and you're done. Very quick. Very simple. And it helps us out a lot. It gets us free press attention, gets us more listeners, because right now I believe we are the number 2 podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com.
Most likely. That's what we were when I checked earlier today.
We were number 1 for a good chunk of the month, and we could still get back to number 1 if you go to vote.freetalklive.com.
All we need is just like a couple of
100 votes. No, in just a couple of votes.
By the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And we just got an email in here. Question.
Well, let's get him back on the line first. This is Ask Drew. We need to ask Drew.
Right, well, I was going to ask Drew. Drew from FARC.com, you're back on Free Talk Live with the Intorgo Manwich.
Nice break. I was able to get another beer.
Oh, excellent. The question from a listener. I can't seem to find the information on the site. What time is Drew going to be on the show?
That would be right now.
I don't know if this guy's actually listening, but hopefully. Maybe he tuned in during the break or something like that. Anyway, yes, Drew is here with us, and he is from FARC.com. You actually have to go soon, right? Don't you have another radio interview tonight?
Yeah, actually, I do. Today's been kind of busy. I got filled up earlier on today. I guess they know I'm home and I have nothing to do, so.
Uh-huh. Now, here's my question. You know, you were mentioning all of the articles that get submitted to FARC.com, all of the things that make it to the front page, things like that. On average, how many daily visits do you have to your website?
1.8 million.
Okay, so you have 1.8 million visits. You own and operate a website that has 1.8 million daily visitors. What'd you do today? Drinking at the racetrack.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
have the greatest job in the world.
It is absolutely true. In fact, well, but here's the thing, though. I just bought a new laptop recently that has wireless LAN access that has been to, like, cell connections and whatnot. And so I can take this thing with me wherever I go and hook on in to the Internet while I'm out there. And, in fact, between race 4 and 5, I logged back in and went ahead and did 300 articles real quick, and then logged back out, got another beer, and put some bets in.
Nice. That is
so
awesome.
I was working very hard the entire time. Just,
oh,
know,
yeah, yeah, of course.
I was drinking, of course. You know,
so what type of racing were you watching today?
Horse racing.
See, I thought you meant auto racing.
Yeah, I thought it was car racing.
No, horse racing.
Kentucky.
I understand that. Well, there are lots of people in Kentucky who are down with the auto racing, too.
That's what I presumed.
Okay, see, I can be with you on the horse racing. Okay. I love going to the racetrack. My my uncle was a jockey, the one who gave me the cigarette beer, as a matter of fact.
Excellent. So, of course, we have Drew Curtis on from FARC.com. If you got a question for him, 1-800-259-5791. And, Drew, so you said you're going to be launching a new restaurant website. I kind of want to focus back on that just for a moment. You said that Total Farkers can beta test it. I just want to understand exactly how it works. Do you go in and you basically punch in where you're from, and then you can kind of just enter restaurants into the database and just leave comments about them?
Yeah, we're just asking people, if you know some good restaurants, punch in the details, say what they're like, how much it costs, and then just, you know, we'll take a look and read it and just go from there.
And they get basically what they get out of it is just the satisfaction of helping you find a good place to eat, right?
Yeah, well, pretty much. I don't think it's just that, because now everybody else who travels knows the exact same thing. But the initial motivation came out of it for me not knowing where the hell to go. So
with that, question for you, of course, is since you've been greenlighting articles all day long, can you give us a couple favorites from today?
Oh, man, I've been drunk since 1 o'clock. I barely remember. The only thing, the one that kind of got me was the one where they were talking about how there's already a shortage of flu vaccine. They just announced it today.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's up with that? I mean, isn't this like an annual occurrence, and every year they promise that they're not going to let that happen again, and every year they do it again?
Well, the government's in charge of it.
Yeah, that kind of pretty much explains everything right there.
Does seem to.
That's a good point. Yeah, they do run out every single year.
Well, they don't want it to lose popularity. That's what it is. It's like they want to make sure, it's like Girl Scout cookies. It's only around for a certain amount of time, so that way people always want to get it when it's around.
Yeah, but you don't die when the Girl Scout cookies aren't around.
If I don't get my tag along, there's going to be some issues. Somebody might die.
Right on. All right.
I thought I was going to die the last time I took a flu shot. The last two times.
Really?
The only two times I've taken flu shots.
When was that?
It's a couple years ago. I took flu shots, and I got the sickest I've ever been in my life.
You know, what I like about that is the fact that the flu shot will cost you about, I don't know, like anywhere between like $1 to $10. But if you want the one that doesn't hurt, it's 50. They got the one you can take nasally. It's the same dose.
Huh.
There's no pain surcharge. They're trying to claim that it costs more to make this crap. I don't believe a minute of it.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
It's got to be expensive to make rotten eggs, which is the culture that they put these serums not smell bad when you shoot it up your nose. So it's worth the $50.
Can you imagine just snorting a big bottle of rotten egg extract?
I can't imagine any egg, but let alone like an egg just turning rotten.
Any egg, what, like a deviled egg, just snorting one of those?
I'm having college flashbacks here, guys.
You're going to die if you snort a deviled egg, because it's going to get all gummed up in there. And
now I got to know, Drew, what did you snort back in college and high school?
No comment.
Oh, come on. I snorted Smarties when I was a kid in high school.
Boy, those have got to, like, really make your eyes tear up.
It was bad.
Well, you know how it goes. I mean, you have a few beers, and then, you know, I dare you to do this, and then, you know, one thing leads to another.
Yeah, well, the problem was what the dares led to on the back of the school bus back in high school was it went from easy stuff like Smarties to crushed up Cheez-Its or something. I think we actually snorted some Cheez-Its.
I think the Cheez-Its would be better than the Smarties.
Well, no, because the chunks are bigger. Oh. So then they get stuck up there, and it's no fun.
I'm so glad I didn't go to school down here.
Good God. Just a bunch of bored Florida boys, huh?
Hey, put this up your nose.
Oh, geez.
All right, Drew, we're going to let you get along. And, of course, if you have not ever been to FARC.com, you definitely need to go there right now. That's FARK.com. And bookmark it, because you're going to want to go back. Drew, thanks for coming on tonight, as always.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, stay drunk.
I will. No problem there.
800-259-5791, toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Drew Curtis.
Yes.
Good guy.
He is.
Indeed.
I love the story about his two-year-old.
Ian's sitting here staring at me going, I'm not going to say it. I'm just not going to say it.
Hey, let's talk about wage gouging. Because we've talked about price gouging before on the show. And we think that price gouging is actually, well, it's actually okay. It's one of those things that the government and the media just blows out of proportion. Mm-hmm. They talk about it like it's the most evil thing in the world, when in fact what they call price gouging is really just the market in action. And so we're going to talk about actually a little bit of a different aspect to this. In fact, this is an article from LouRockwell.com, and it's actually written by one of our listeners, Manuel Laura. The title is Price Gougers in Sign City: Anecdotes from a Big Easy Exile. Says, my wife and I recently returned to New Orleans after being displaced by Hurricane Katrina.
Sign City.
You'll understand.
Okay.
Though our visit lasted barely 3 days, I was able to get a glimpse into what has been happening since the storm hit over a month ago. The pace is slow, but not entirely discouraging. That said, however, the long-term impact's hard to predict. There have been major changes in the infrastructure, as well as population and demographics. To add insult to injury, one has also to consider the presence of the National Guard, socialist central planners, fascist regulators, and other blood-sucking parasitic critters. Let me start by saying that, yes, every street is covered in trash.
Hmm.
There are claims that it will take months, and perhaps even more than a year, to pick up all of the junk. The amount is staggering, from rotting fridges to wet carpets to moldy plywood. The contents of homes have been placed on street corners. Those looking for a new visual and olfactory experiences, it's prime time in the Crescent City. Now, he's going to come up and tell us about what exactly wage gouging is. But let's just say that employees of Burger King are asking for $6,000 extra per year. We're going to come back with that. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Remember the Brady's Vacation of old? Which, of course, means the 60s. Then families drove cross-country to special destinations. But when I come back, some lesser-known attractions Marsha had to see to believe. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shumps, and Cragen today. nostalgia on steroids. Now, these are fun and funky family vacations. Begin on the East Coast in Needham, Mass., with a visit to the Museum of Bad Art, celebrating clashing colors, poor perspective, and clowns rendered on velvet. If you're hungry, take in the Jolly Green Giant's 55-foot statue in Minnesota, or cruise by the Corn Palace in South Dakota. For the bomb, literally, head toward Trinity Site in New Mexico, where the first atomic firecracker was tested. And wrap up your extreme experience just south of Fairbanks, Alaska, for a visit to Santa Claus House. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. 800-259-5791. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got actually a pretty cool little new feature. And it's not actually listed anywhere on freetalklive.com quite yet.
Are you talking about my contest?
No.
Oh, okay.
Which contest is this?
Oh, free radio crap.
Oh, that, yes. No, we're not talking about
that. Go ahead, do your thing.
But actually, a listener created this, and I kind of created a quick link to it. So if you go to map.freetalklive.com, that's map.freetalklive.com, you'll see what it is I'm talking about. Basically, it's a cool little map that allows each listener to plot themselves. So you can actually look and see where Free Talk Live listeners are located throughout the entire globe. You can put a little picture of yourself up there. You can put a comment on as well, and it's pretty neat.
We're going to get some of the tinfoil hat crew going over there like, they're trying to track us. This isn't a listener. This is a conspiracy.
Yes. The Bilderbergers are behind this one. No, it's really cool. Map.freetalklive.com, so check it out. And also check out all the other good stuff at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about wage gouging.
Now, is it a map of where you're from or where you are?
Where you whatever.
I see.
Just a place you want to click, really.
So I could put Tuck to Yuck Tuck Canada in there?
I mean, we can't check it and verify it. You could put yourself down for wherever you want to be, man. Which, if you want to put yourself at the North Pole, I'm sure it would let you as long as there's a zip code there or some sort of a postal code.
Mm-hmm. You could be from Kankakee, Illinois.
What's that place in Canada, Resolute? It's like... where the magnetic North Pole tends to move through there, I don't know. Anyway,
I don't
very
know
far north.
Anyway, we're
I try not to pay any attention to Canada.
Manuel Laura from LouRockwell.com, actually a listener of ours who is from Nolens, and of course
you're going to say he's Canadian. I was going to feel really bad.
No, he's from Nolens and was displaced by the hurricane. He recently came back for 3 days just to kind of assess the situation with his house, that sort of thing. And while he was there, he wrote about his experience, and one of the things he mentions is that the streets are covered with trash there. And then he continues. He says, one could also believe it's election time, judging from the amount of signs. A closer examination reveals that they're anything but campaign propaganda. From what I could see, pretty much every business that's already open or planning to open is hiring. Jobs are available left and right, and the competition for jobs is staggering yet healthy. Such is the demand for labor that, for example, Burger King is offering a $6,000 bonus for those who sign a contract for work to work for an entire year. Hmm. Similarly, several other fast food chains have increased their hourly wages to attract new employees. Then there are also signs for house reconstruction and tree removal. I have an anecdote to share on the latter. I had the radio set to a local talk station. The host and caller were talking about how much people had paid to cut to remove trees from their roofs. As expected, price gouging was mentioned.
God, no.
The caller seemed very upset to hear that people had paid too much and were being ripped off by companies who had charged, he claimed, too much for something that should cost less.
That caller's an idiot.
The host of the show had also invited a local government bureaucrat who was reassuring people that he would investigate and even prosecute companies who were not being fair.
I bet the bureaucrat doesn't have any crap on his roof.
And were tinkering with the free market. There was even a phone number where the public could call in to rat out companies who were behaving so-called unethically. The government agent also said they would check into every single complaint to make sure companies were properly licensed and complying with the law. Let me go back to the example of the fast food chains. They've increased their wages because there's a greater demand for workers.
Workers, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention.
The higher the demand...
Looking at him, I'm not paying attention.
The more people are willing to pay. Burger King's going to spend $6,000 more per employee because the demand for employers... for employees is higher now than it was before Katrina. Similarly, there's a higher demand for tree removal, and prices on those things rise accordingly. In both cases, however, prices are checked by competition. Since there's more than one company offering tree removal, those who offer the best service at the best prices will be rewarded with customers. Now, even if there is competition, there's still increased demand, so prices are still going to go up. You're not going to be able to get tree removal for the same price that you could get tree removal 2 weeks before the hurricane, 2 weeks after the hurricane.
But wait, that's not fair.
Well, you have to be patient. See, the prices scale up because there's a lot of people calling the tree company saying, we need you to come remove the tree.
Sure, that's why the tree company should be able to charge whatever they want to charge.
Exactly. And that way, the people who really don't need the tree picked up off of their front lawn would maybe decide to wait for a few weeks.
Perhaps a tree got blown down in their back 5 acres, you know? Just way back there. Yeah, get that tree cleaned up.
Yeah.
And somebody else has a tree on their roof.
Sure, or across their driveway or something.
You know, and if you mandate what the tree cleaning up company can charge, then the guy who has his tree knocked down 5 acres is going to tie that guy up for 2 or 3 days, getting his trees knocked, back there that don't bother him at all because the tree guy has to, legally has to charge the certain amount.
So he goes on to say, since there's more than one company offering tree removal, those who offer the best service and the best prices will be rewarded with the customers. The same happens with the labor market. And this is actually an aspect of the hurricanes that we've never addressed before. People looking for work will go to whoever pays the best. So naturally, the price of labor increases. Thus, in times of need, it's not only necessary but normal for prices of both goods and services and labor to increase. So let's go back to the tree removal manwich. If tree removal is all of a sudden, I don't even know what tree removal normally costs, $500 for a big stump, let's just say.
Yeah.
If it's going for $1,500 after the hurricane and the company is stretched thin, because remember when the hurricane hit down here last year in Port Charlotte?
Mm-hmm.
I remember I knew some construction people, and I wanted them to come do some work on my house up here north of where the damage was. They said, dude, we can't come see you for half a year.
Yeah.
So what if
they were stretched out. I mean, those guys, especially there for the first month, they didn't sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just all they could do to get all the money they could possibly get, do all the work they could possibly do.
Well, this is the other
just side. So they could go home and sleep a month later.
This is the other side of the coin, the gouging coin. Okay, so even though these tree removal companies are gouging people for $1,500 for a removal, that also means that they can then afford to hire more people.
Exactly.
To spread them out farther around the area to get more business. It's totally selfish on their part, of course, but at the same time, if they're hiring more people to be able to handle more jobs, that means some of these people that have been maybe displaced, maybe their place of business has been destroyed, they're looking for some work, you can get hired onto a tree removal crew for 10 times what you would normally get paid on a tree removal crew.
Nah, that might be a stretch.
I'm exaggerating, but you would get paid more.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a part of price gouging that nobody acknowledges. In fact, we've never even acknowledged it. So, Manuel goes on. He says, so there's a higher demand. The prices for goods, services, and labor all increase. But wait, the company that increases prices hurts the customer, says the statist. Well, as a free marketer, the reply is simple and obvious. Well, I would say the employee who accepts a $6,000 bonus from Burger King is hurting the company. And that employee's guilty of gouging, too. Indeed, if one accepts the government claim that an unfair price increase constitutes gouging, then why is this not the case for the employee who has also increased the price of his labor?
That's an excellent question.
Thus, the government's silly war on gouging is illogical, illicit, and counterproductive. Just as a homeowner is free to accept or deny temporarily higher prices for goods or services, the same freedom exists for employees to accept or deny higher wages for their labor.
Now, you know, it doesn't have to make sense, though. It's the government.
Well,
when does it make sense?
Interestingly enough, we'll tell you what the governor of, not the governor, the mayor of Nolens is calling for. He's calling for increased wages. But at the same time, he wants to destroy the price gougers. We're going to come back with more. Free Talk Live. Take control.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything from the political to the personal. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there, with over 56,000 posts, over I think we're about 950 users. It's all free, freetalklive.com, and there are literally, again, just so many different topics. There's fun stuff, there's serious issues, something that you'll find appropriate to be a part of.
There's several topics about me.
There are.
Which is good.
You usually start them about you, but that's
no,
okay.
No, that's not true at all.
No.
No. No, I did recently start one begging women for photos, but other
Have you gotten any?
One.
Swell.
No, I have. I understand. I mean nothing as far as this show goes. I bring nothing to the table, and no one loves me.
You're funny, and you're very big.
That's true. You get email all the time because you get the main email account for the show. I understand that anything coming to FTL at freetalklive.com goes to you.
Correct.
But then we'll be saying, what do you got tonight? Because before we go on the air, we talk about what everybody brings for prep. And I'd say, of the four shows a month that I do, I'd say two, maybe three, Manwich says, I got an email, and maybe I won't read it, maybe I will, which means Manwich gets email from listeners.
But yes, he does.
We all have email addresses at freetalklive.com. We all have things that we say. I'm active in the bulletin board.
You are.
No one ever emails me, ever.
Aww.
Ever. And it, you know, I cry a little inside at night before I go to sleep.
That is so sad.
Because I was touched as a child, but I
So do you think that the other one night a week hosts get mail?
Well, I don't really care what happens to Jason as far as that goes.
And Johnson does.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
See? See? You know what? I hate you. I hate every last one of you. I don't want you to email me. You know what? If you email me, I'm just going to delete it. So there.
You are worthless. 800-259-5791. Someone's going to give you a sympathy email, and I hope you read it. You ungrateful bastard.
I hope they send you some hate mail.
Talk about
who am I grateful? Oh, ungrateful. Am I supposed to be grateful to the people who don't talk to me?
Well, you should be grateful to somebody that gives you a sympathy email after this.
I will probably be grateful to that person. I was grateful.
Well, and read their email instead of deleting it.
You know, I hope your email talks about how they want to see you fired, because it seems like it happens all the time for me. Fire Manwich, he's terrible.
No one thinks you're terrible, they just think you should be fired.
Hey, by the way,
there's a lot of them out there that think I'm terrible, too.
Wow, maybe I do like some of the listeners.
You can go to the website, freetalklive.com, and you can click the About the Show page, and you can actually see all the email addresses, but really, you can guess them if you want to. Torgo@freetalklive.com, T-O-R-G-O, manwich@freetalklive.com. So, not too hard to figure out.
Jason@freetalklive.com.
Yep.
Johnson@freetalklive.com.
All right. So, back to the wage gouging issue. We're talking about how in Nolens, after the hurricane, after things have been kind of getting themselves put back together, you've got companies going crazy trying to get employees. Burger King, for instance, is offering a $6,000 bonus for somebody that's going to sign on for a year of working at Burger King. So I presume that means that if you sign up and you stay employed for a year, then they will pay you your $6,000 bonus at the end of the year. Think about it. I mean, I think that's bigger than some military bonuses. When they're trying to convince the military people to come back on for another 2 or 4 years, they give them like $5,000.
And they shoot at them.
Yeah. So people are just slitting each other's throats in order to get the best employees there in Nolens. And it's just the other side of the coin on price gouging. When prices go up of services, that means they get to pay their employees more in order to perform those services.
Now, I believe that Burger King's good, honest work, and I appreciate the people that are in the Burger Kings,
mm-hmm.
although I never see them because I don't go into Burger Kings. But,
okay.
You know, I can't imagine what you'd have to pay me in order to work there. I just wouldn't do it.
Well, I don't know, man.
I guess I'd have to be hungrier.
To the caller who was concerned, this is back to Manuel Laura's article from LeeRockwell.com. It says, to the caller who was concerned about being ripped off, I say, don't pay. If you feel the price to remove the tree is too high, then just don't offer your money to that company and go around looking for another one.
Heavens no! Don't do it!
In a free market environment, there will be other options. Those who can't compete will be eliminated. Right now, there are hundreds of businesses offering their services. No one's forcing you to open your wallet and pay what you consider to be an excessive amount. When you go to your local grocery store, if the price for a pound of apples is too high, you don't call City Hall and cry your eyes out. Why do you do it now? Also, have you ever heard of haggling? Many companies will, very often, particularly when they're hurting for customers, such as in Nolens today, accept a lower bid. They do so because they're very aware that if they're not flexible, there are many other companies that are willing to do the job for less.
Yes.
So if the tree stump guy says $1,500, you can say $1,200. And if he agrees, then he does. If he doesn't, then try somebody else or meet him in the middle.
You know, you can say $300.
Sure.
To him, and he'll be like, pfft.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a free country.
You can say it.
Yeah.
It's often both amusing and exasperating to watch local officials dealing with these non-issues. Mayor Nagin has asked employers to pay an extra 50% in wages to attract workers, as though he has to ask the market to do these things. It naturally adjusts itself.
Well, thanks for that little help boosting the market, Mayor.
Why would it be just fine and dandy for employers to increase the price of labor, thereby paying employees more, but not for companies to increase the price to remove a fallen tree? Because if they don't increase their prices, how the hell are they going to pay the employees?
Apparently, Mayor Nagin is a butthead.
The conclusion is unmistakable. Mayor Nagin is aiding and abetting gouging. He is, in effect, calling for potential employees to gouge companies by requesting too high of a wage. Shocking. Is this a criminal offense in Louisiana? The most dangerous politician other than that who calls for warfare is that whose level of economic illiteracy is so great that it would cause me to start needing Pepto-Bismol by the gallon. Manuel Laura from LouRockwell.com, also one of our listeners. We're going to come back with the old lady drug dealer, 79 years old, busted by the cops for dealing pharmaceuticals. We'll tell you about it coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You can take control and, of course, bring up anything. And you can join us online. Hey, there goes the music. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with literally dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And not just any old photo, but a photo specifically taken for Free Talk Live, proving in the photo that they listen to the show, which usually means they're holding up some sort of handmade signage that references the show or references one of the personalities, and you should go check out the Shrine at freetalklive.com. And ladies, it is not a beauty contest, so as long as you are female, you qualify for the Shrine. So ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages, check it out, freetalklive.com.
And that is female by genetics.
Yes.
Okay.
Just all right, sure. Torgo, where are we going next?
We're going to Georgia.
Georgia?
Georgia. Story about a nice old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, wearing glasses.
Grandma.
Blue pantsuit. that's what it says here in the description of her. Wearing glasses and a blue pantsuit.
Exactly what is a pantsuit? I've heard people talk about it and just, I don't know. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay. Juanita Edwards stood in court on Wednesday and admitted that she was a drug dealer.
Okay, okay, hold on. Pantsuit. A woman's suit having pants and a matching jacket.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
a suit for a woman.
I see.
Gotcha.
Now, if I wear a suit, it's just a suit, though.
Right.
Right. Because women's suits used to predominantly be paired with skirts. A jacket and a skirt. And so there's a...
Now it's a pants.
So there's a pantsuit.
All right. She's a drug dealer.
She's a drug dealer. She's also 79 years old. Judge Arch McGarrity sentenced her to 5 years of probation, giving her first offender status because, according to him, you've never done anything wrong before in your life. And she says, and I won't ever again.
I think she's devious. I think she's plotting.
You think so?
I think she's going to go right back to it.
I don't know.
Because she says, I mean, he said, you've never done anything wrong in your life. She says, I won't ever again. Well, what if she believes like I believe, and that is that she hasn't done anything wrong, period?
She's a criminal.
She says she's learned her lesson.
All right, let's find out what she did.
Well, Mrs. Edwards, a retired waitress, was quietly living with her husband when police busted the couple in the spring of 2004. Mm. Police said undercover officers went to the Edwards home four times and bought $1,600 in prescription pills.
That's the thing. You cannot sell drugs out of your home if you don't expect to get caught.
Yep.
You got to deliver.
Right, exactly. Not that I know personally, but
they bought 320 pills about.
They bought Xanax, and so I haven't given the price per pill.
I know. I already read it.
Oh, okay. Is that why you know that?
I know market rates.
The narcs paid $3 to $5 per pill and recorded the transaction with hidden microphones. Defense attorney said the couple married almost 40 years were set up by the son of a family friend.
Son of a bitch.
The lawyer said the younger drug abuser begged the Edwards for pills and then got into trouble and brought undercover police to the house.
Every time, baby.
Always how it is.
Every time.
Now, the woman's husband, her 84-year-old husband, didn't have to stand trial. The retired welder who uses a walker and relies on these prescriptions to ease pain caused by back operations...
Now, obviously not all of them.
...was earlier judged mentally incompetent.
Hmm.
So, he didn't have to stand trial. There's a little bit more.
We're going to come back with it. We'll continue this over, because I have some comments here about the old lady drug dealer, so-called. And if you want to comment, 1-800-259-5791. She's serving 5 years probation as a result of this. Was that too harsh? What do you think should be done with a 79-year-old drug dealer as far as the punishment goes? And is she really a drug dealer, or is she just helping people get their hands on some needed prescription medications? More coming back. Hour number two is coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run a...